Chub Step.
Creating the OIF Dungeon.
Steed.
Chub Step.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the King of the Jungle.
This is an 81 Honda! How dare you!
Ask Mark. He used to be in my Dangerous Nights crew.
Dangerous Nights crew? We went out for wings once. Took me to a place called Blue Dolphin.
Blue
Wings.
Dolphin burned down.
It's gone now. John Irvine's ass out. Works with his brother now.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And the show started.
Hey.
Hey. Big Money Banks is back.
Whoa,
if you're watching this on YouTube, he's got the party. You've got like the Steed Show background on right now.
It is, yeah. If you're a big fan, you'll remember this from the Steed Show.
Yes. If you're a big fan, specifically of also the YouTube where you were able to see it.
Yes.
The controversial Steed Show episode.
Very controversial.
Banks, this is your seventh time being on Chub Step. Did you know that?
Really? You've been keeping track?
I just looked about 30 seconds ago.
Oh, that's pretty good, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's not worthy of a 10-timer's a gift to be sent to you, but my brother actually, for his 10-timer's gift, just got sent my son's umbilical cord via the mail.
God,
dried up umbilical cord just got sent via UPS to his house.
Oh, my God. That's a really great gift. I can't wait to find out what I get.
You got to get on the show 10 times first. Okay. Nick Russo just got sent his. Rosalie's got hers. So yeah, you'll get your shot. You'll get your shot. Everybody's different.
Another piece of your child.
Yes, we do.
I'm missing a first tooth or something.
Yes.
If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
I was thinking of something for us to talk about. And because you and me often just sit in silence when we talk because we can't find topics. So I decided to think of a topic, and you and me are both, I would say, big car guys. And I would say
Absolutely. There
are two types of car guys. There are people that say they're car people that just like cars. And then there are certain people like, but don't know anything about actually fixing them.
Yeah, for sure.
I would say that's almost the majority of people that say they're a car guy. Do you agree?
Yeah. I went to the grocery store yesterday and there was somebody probably definitely younger than me. It was like a college person, but they were taking a picture of a Porsche Cayman in the parking lot.
Yes.
That's the car person who has never worked on their car.
Yes.
Or had a car to work on, right?
Yes. And I have nothing wrong with a Porsche Cayman, but like I wouldn't be taking a picture of it.
No. I mean, I don't think I'd be taking it. There'd be very few cars that stop and take a picture of in a parking lot.
It would have to be a very obscure old car.
Yeah,
I think for me to take a picture of it. There's few times when I was in Europe. Last time I took a picture of a car was in Europe. There were some very weird cars that I had never like seen before that were just strange cars. And I took some pictures of those. Maybe there was a foreigner bank that he'd never seen.
Yeah, maybe not.
Which looks just kind of like a rollier Porsche 911.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, maybe to him that was exotic. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. It was blue.
Yes. But you currently have three cars, four cars. How many do you have right now?
Four cars right now. It's getting out of hand.
So you have your Chevy Camaro, what you've had since high school.
Yeah.
1990, which is the best year for the Chevy Camaros.
Easily the best year.
Yep. And then you have your convertible Geo Metro.
Correct.
Which is pink. You have a old conversion van. Is that a Chevy conversion van?
Yeah, Chevy Astro conversion van.
Okay.
Soon to be on the market. If there's any chubbers out there who
chubbers
are
of the Seattle area, or actually that would just like to deliver it, they could pick it up from wherever. Technically, you're not going to deliver it, but they could fly from wherever to buy this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then you have the second best year for an Acura MDX, 2011 Acura MDX. The best year is 2010 Acura MDX. 2011 is a good second best.
Yeah, it's the jury's still out. I guess I haven't had it long enough to debate to debate this. I'm sure I will debate this in the future, but yeah, as far as you know, black Acura MDXs go,
yeah,
is mine a 2012? I don't know.
You told me 2011 before, so I don't know.
It's probably what it is.
So it's a bad spot. Me and Matt also have worked on our cars since high school. I would say Matt has gone to more extreme lengths of doing stuff than I have. You've gone all out and you've changed. You completely like taken off the front of cars and completely switched out. I've done like an engine swap on my Bug and stuff like that. I've repainted cars. But you've even taken stuff even a step further than I have. So I would say, though, you and me have a pretty good understanding of what we can say. We like cars. We work on cars. But I'm going to have, we're going to do an episode here for people that don't even like cars that much. People that just feel like they have to drive cars, or they've seen a car. If people have seen a car, you'll like this.
People are familiar with cars.
If you've heard of
the existence of a car.
Yes. But I just want you to know, me and Matt know what we're talking about when we're talking about these things. There we go. So I wanted to start, Matt, with Big Money Banks, with the what people consider, I did some research on this, what people consider the worst car models of all time.
Okay.
So I'll show pictures of them, and I want to hear your opinions as I go through these. These are kind of like multiple, you know, websites and things had this on their list. Some of these I agree with, some of these I don't agree with. I'm going to go through these one at a time, and then I'm going to kind of tell you why. And not sometimes it's design, sometimes it's, you know, other features or things like that. So I'm going to share my screen, and we're going to go through this. I don't want to give away the, maybe I'll try to do this one at a time here.
Yeah, I know sometimes these lists, they have ones that are like dead on, and sometimes you can tell they're like from people who aren't like, you know, car people, right?
Yes.
Which is also valid. It's just like what everyday people think is a stupid car.
Yes. So I want to start with the, this is the Ford Edsel.
Yeah.
So Edsel, I think, was one of Ford's sons, wasn't he?
I believe so.
That's where the name came from, like the original Henry Ford. And they had these Edsels that ran from, give me a second here, I got the information up here. Okay, so it was, 1957 to 1960. My first introduction to this car was we were at a car show. We were at a car auction, and one of these was going up for sale, and my dad was very, very close to buying it.
Then he's like,
oh shit, I remember like this car sucked during the day. I can't imagine how this car is 50 years later.
Really?
So these were just known. So this was a huge flop, considered one of the biggest flops that Ford had. People just kind of hated they didn't like the style as much. But it was very unreliable for some reason, the Edsel was, in comparison to the other Ford cars, apparently. And it also had a high price tag for how unreliable it was.
You know, see, I don't think the styling is all that bad. I guess for the listener, I mean, it looks like a pretty, like, generally it has all the features of like a 50s car with the big fins and like the chrome, but the grill is really like the only way I can really describe the grill is like, remember the Scream masks, their mouth?
Yes.
It's like that shape. Like it's symmetrical, but it's that like kind of shape, just for all, you know, big center on the front of the car.
And these weird kind of, and the headlights are just kind of opposite. Grill and headlights is very unique, but it's not crazy enough where I would think I would hate it. But apparently people at the time just hated it. I think looking back, all those cars look kind of similar because they all have the similar style, but maybe at the time it was obscure for
that's
the
probably
time.
It. Yeah.
So this one is on the list as one of being one of the biggest flops. This one, again, not really our time, so it's a little hard to basically bash this one too much.
Yeah, you really need the mindset of the, because the flops just mean people didn't buy them, right?
Yes, so, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Okay, the next one, Banks. The DeLorean.
Ah, the DeLorean.
People know this car from Back to the Future. Oh, wrong thing.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm not a fan of these cars. I don't know if it's just, but I'm actually not sure if it's because I just get annoyed at all the non-car people who think they're awesome, or if I actually don't like it.
Yes.
I think they're it's somewhere in between. I think like probably because mechanically they like kind of stunk, right? Like.
Yeah, so that was one of the things. So it said that it actually was super underpowered, had a high price, and then also just wasn't good quality.
Yeah.
So basically all like basically everything that could be bad sound bad from it. I will say unique design,
It's a good looking
cool.
car.
And especially for the age, like the design, very unique, like the what are these doors, like gullwing doors, or
Gullwing,
these
yeah,
gullwing doors,
style, I
yeah.
guess, yeah.
And then the stain, it was stainless steel, which is kind of cool. And cars have not really done that since. Do you know
No,
another
just
car
the,
that's been stainless steel?
I guess, I mean, is the Cybertruck
Oh,
that
yeah,
just
there's a
came
good
out?
point. Not since, yeah, but that's one car, you're right,
Is
in the
it? Yeah,
last
pretty much. That
40
is like
years.
definitely trying to be this car.
Yes. Hey, you're
Yeah.
right. That's for sure some styling from that. Really got famous from Back to the Future, but also like just the whole company was around like 3 years, 2, 3 years, and then it went bankrupt.
Right. Yeah, this was like one guy's dream. I know there's like a documentary about it. I haven't seen it, but I think it's like
Yeah.
one guy's dream just dumped a bunch of money in, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then yeah, did not pan out because it just yeah. I was actually I heard a story. I actually know I can't say who I got the story from, but I know of somebody that bought one of these online, and he was asking the person that told me the story. He said, "Hey, should I get one of these online?" He had never seen the car. He paid for this car online, and it sounded too good to be true. He paid a bunch of money, and sure enough, it was a scam. He never got the car.
Oh my God.
So you know, he was like, it was like, oh, he's got one of these for like 15 grand. It wasn't like he, I mean, it was still a chunk of money, right? But it wasn't like he spent 40 grand on it. It was like.
Yeah, but like on Craigslist or something, you
It
just.
was, I can't remember if it was Craigslist or some other website that just
Oh
claimed
my
they had this
God.
car cheaper. But this is a legit story. This is not like here, I heard it secondhand.
Right.
And yeah, basically this guy likes, he's like, oh, I always love these cars. You know, for the, I feel like it's a big nostalgia thing for people from the 80s, feel like they have to have this car. I've never been in one. They're very unique. I don't hate this car, but it's not anywhere near something I would want to buy.
Yeah, it's almost
Yeah.
like it's a flop, but it's kind of like, anything that's like wild and like,
Yeah.
that kind of super small, like unique part of the market is like they're not all going to be hits, I guess, right?
Here's the next one. The Yugo GV.
Oh yes, the Yugo. This is like the butt of the joke, or at least when like we were growing up, I feel like this
Yes.
was the butt of the joke car.
Exactly. 1985 to 1992, Yugo GV. It was, yeah, basically just known for being basically the shittiest car of all time. That's kind of just basically what it, like almost instantly. I think, you know, Yugo is in Yugoslavia. So it's kind of an Eastern European car,
I think
USSR.
generally, like the Soviet cars are all pretty horrific,
Yeah.
from what I gather just on the internet. I've definitely never seen these. And I think I've probably seen Yugo before, but not a lot of them. And yeah, I think they just are poorly built.
I could see you driving this car, Banks, as like a as a joke.
Oh, I think it looks awesome.
I was gonna
It's
say, I
just
can
this little
picture
just square hatchback, right?
it.
Like
Yes.
it's not offensive looking. It's just a little pathetic 'cause it's small, but not
Yeah.
it's an all right shape.
I just, if again, this is one of those cars where, like, if it was known to be unreliable in the 80s, like, imagine how that is 40 years later.
Yeah, there's
Yeah,
no way they're.
it's not gonna
Well, I
be
mean,
better.
yeah, this is something you look at, you don't actually drive nowadays.
Yes. So that again, yeah, that's that was one just notorious a little before our time, but I think anybody that's in their 50s or older, they basically if they ask them what's the worst car of all time, a lot of people say this car.
Yeah,
Just
I would
classic, yeah.
say there's an argument to be made.
Here's the next one. Pontiac Aztec.
I knew this was coming.
Yeah. This has
Yeah.
to be on the list.
All right. Well, how do you feel about this car?
Okay, I remember like elementary school me seeing the advertisements for this and seeing this ridiculous camping thing that came in the back. I thought that was so cool that you could just camp in the back of your Pontiac Aztec. And I remember being like, oh, this is awesome. But I mean, it is a, there's no doubt it's a unique car. This is, if anybody's seen Breaking Bad, this is the car that the main guy drives in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't drive this car. I think it's insane looking. I could see it being so weird that it's cool. Like some guys, I don't like, but it's, yeah. I don't like the car at all.
No, it's, I mean, I like it, but it is, I mean, it is undoubtedly hideous, right? Like I just like it because of like it's like I didn't like it when it came out. I mean I don't remember particularly, but like I only like it because it's something that is like from an era I remember and just very weird, and it missed the mark in a funny way, so it just looks silly. I also would not want I wouldn't like want any of that GM mid-2000s drivetrain. Like that's not a great era for American cars.
Well, now that I'm looking at this, the Pontiac logo at this time looks like the front of the Ford Edsel.
It kind of does, yeah.
If we look at this right here, that's kind of what the Pontiac logo looks like.
Maybe they should have used that as the front end.
Yeah, exactly.
Couldn't have been worse.
First of all, the Aztec did have some crazy features, like a removable cooler in the center.
Hmm.
But people said like it had really weird designs on the inside and also like super plasticky on the inside.
Yeah, all rugged, tough.
Yes, they're trying to be crappy. Like, yes, AMC Gremlin, it said. It actually had decent sales, but was known for being pretty poor in quality. I kind of like these kind of crazy colors. Just kind of, you know, if you have a car that just has a reputation of not being very reliable, then that's going to be tough to come back from.
It's hard to say, like, because I think like when I see these cars now, I see them like at car shows and like I just think they're cool looking. These American hatchbacks from like the 70s are just weird.
Mm-hmm.
And the proportions were so, because they were like advertising how like they made them wide, so there were these wide hatchbacks,
yes,
like, as wide as a regular American car, but just stubby.
Yes,
so I don't know, like looking back on it, I think they're kind of cool, but I don't think like AMC had great reputation for reliability.
Yeah. And then the last one on this list is the Chrysler TC by Maserati.
Oh, man. Oh, these were weird.
Have you ever seen this car?
I think so.
Okay, so this is
the kind of thing you see around Seattle.
Yeah. Something exact. So this is Chrysler and Maserati teamed up. Great combination of reliability
in
1989,
right?
Between 1989 and 1991. So
there's no chance this thing worked.
No. And like, they're like, hey, this is our big, if people could see this car, this does not look very, this is supposed to be like,
here's how I'll describe it. Picture in 1980s Chrysler. And that's what it looks like.
Yes.
Just another, but it's two-door convertible, but it is not attractive.
It kind of, there's like this Buick that kind of looks like this old 80s Buick that kind of looks pretty similar.
Oh, yeah, it definitely looks like a Buick, too.
It does not look like what you picture a Maserati. Like, there was big Chrysler lovers, and then they got like, oh, the Chevy with Maserati, and they said it was still like kind of underperforming, like the way even like the engine wasn't as good as it should have been and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was just so that they could sell, they just put Maserati in the brand so they could sell them.
Exactly. And then it just kind of flopped. So this guy's very happy with it. I'm showing a picture of an old guy that wants to, this guy is 13. He has 13 of these.
13 of them? Oh my gosh. Now is the time that this is exactly the kind of thing that's super expensive right now. People love the weird 80s, 90s, like, why did a car manufacturer do this? Like, if you still have one of those in good shape, for some reason, people pay money for it now.
Yeah, it's very odd. So again, so these are just nothing crazy interesting for these, but just kind of like some fails that the companies have had over the years. That obviously, you know, that's going to happen.
You can start by wiping that fucking dumbass smile off your rosy fucking cheeks. Then you can give me a fucking automobile, a fucking Datsun, a fucking Toyota, a fucking Mustang, a fucking Buick, 4 fucking wheels and a seat.
I really don't care for the way you're speaking to me.
And I really don't care for the way your company left me in the middle of fucking nowhere with fucking keys to a fucking car that isn't fucking there. And I really didn't care to fucking walk down a fucking highway and across a fucking runway to get back here to have you smile at my fucking face. I want a fucking car right fucking now.
May I see your rental agreement?
I threw it away.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, what?
You're fucked.
I wanted to also go through some weird features here, Banks. So these are some kind of fun ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was trying to think of this kind of stuff, too. I thought of a couple, but...
So I got some good ones here.
Cool.
Okay. So this Toyota... So this is the weirdest car features I could find.
Okay.
1984, Toyota made this van that had an ice maker in it.
Wow. So, not a freezer. Oh, it has an actual... There's a... It has the little squares and everything that pops them out.
Yeah, those people look at the YouTube.
Oh my god!
And sadly, replaced the van in 1990. It was only around for a few years, and then they only put it in European options. It basically says shoebox size refrigerator was cooled with air conditioning, refrigerant lines, and ice trays.
Now I'm really, really trying to think here what the use case would be. That you would encounter.
I don't know.
Because if you have something that needs ice, you've just come from a place like recently that probably also had ice.
I'm trying to think of in my wildest scenarios of needing ice in a car. It was doing road trips as a family. And back when you had shitty coolers that the ice basically weren't insulated at all, like old igloo coolers and stuff that lasted a couple hours. And then you just stop at a gas station and get more ice.
Yeah.
There was never a time where we're stranded in the middle of the...
Yeah.
Instead of the middle of nowhere and needed an ice maker for this.
No. But that's got to be the thing. That can only be what they were aiming for, right? Or I mean, I love it. I love that it existed.
Yeah.
I just don't know why.
Yeah, and look at, this is the van that it came on, these ridiculous 80s
vans. Yeah, it just looks like a trapezoid.
Yeah, it's exactly. Here's a shape that we know from kindergarten, and then let's make that into a vehicle and add an ice tray in it.
Okay. I don't hate that formula for making a car.
I like that too. All right, here's the next one. Subaru had something called Brat jump seats. I remember seeing these as well. So. For sure. They had these basically picture if you're in the South and you're driving in a truck and somebody just sticks some video game chairs facing backwards in your truck bed. That's what these Brat seats were.
Yeah, there was some legal thing around them
there's for sure legal things around them because I think when they came out, there's all the stuff. Are they legal to use?
Yeah.
So, and I think what happened is that at some point they were legal and then it became illegal in certain states because there are states in the South where you can still just sit in the truck bed and that's fine. And then there are for sure other states where it's not okay. But if you look up just Subaru jump seats, everybody's asking, is it legal? Is it not? So it's clearly a, it's OEM, it's fine. They said no. Some people are saying no. Some people are saying yes. So it's kind of a gray area. But basically, it was a hazard safety wise. Like you're not getting
It's a big plastic seat on the outside of the car.
Yes, you were not getting the safety features inside the car if you're sitting outside the car in a plastic.
Well, it does have on either side. It has handles like bicycle handlebars that you can hold on to so you don't fall out.
Ridiculous. So these were good ones. And of course these are in their Bajas, Super Baja. People have seen these, but basically it's like a sedan with a truck bed in it. And that's how they had these seats in there. These are pretty ridiculous looking. Okay. Fiat had a a coffee maker
Oh,
in their
no
car.
way. Of course, the Italian card.
Yes. And it came with this little espresso maker.
Oh, wow.
Now it seems like more not as part of, I mean, it's kind of part of the car. It kind of plugs in here at charge. It's like kind of seeing this lady.
It's like a thermos.
Yeah, kind of like a thermos type thing that's brewing her coffee in here.
Oh
And then
my
she's
God.
like,
Oh my God.
again, like, what scenario are you needing to? It does.
Yeah, gosh, it's more valuable than the ice maker, I would say.
Yes.
But it also does just appear to be a thing that just it's like a coffee maker that fits in your cup holder. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Users would fill a water reservoir with 50 milliliters of water, hop in a pod into the portafilter at the top, and then plug the machine into the dock that's built into the
Oh, so it was powered by
into
the.
yeah,
Oh,
powered by the car.
okay.
So they had this called the Lavazza.
Lavazza. That might be like a
Lavazza.
regular coffee brand. I don't know. Pretty
So there you go.
ridiculous.
Yeah, pretty ridiculous. And this is more of a modern thing too. It's not really an older thing. This is more modern than it was.
Yeah. I like that, though. I like that they're still doing wacky gimmicks.
Yes. There was also, I don't think these were ever full, they this was a design. I don't think they ever officially put them on cars. I didn't find exact scenarios where those, but at one point they thought it was safe to put water-filled bumpers as a safety feature.
Oh my
So
gosh.
instead of bumpers being with, like, shock absorbers, styrofoam, things like that, they filled them with water.
It's a big balloon on the front of your car.
A big balloon on the front of the car. Obviously, a problem was that they would also freeze.
Yeah, it would freeze.
So
It'd leak.
leak, things like that. So this
Yeah.
did not last for long, but they did test it out and try things. Well, the thought
Oh,
would be
that's so
that it
funny.
absorbs the energy.
It would probably make like crashes look cooler, right?
I mean, I'm looking at
Especially,
this picture right here, and it's springing
yeah.
up as this crash happened. It is a cool, definitely for movie effects. Movie industry would have loved this.
Yeah. If you could make it whatever color you wanted.
Yes.
So
Yes.
it would be like big blue or, yellow water.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Whatever the color, like, teenagers would have changed, dyed the color of the water to whatever color their car was.
Yeah, or like whatever their neon was under their car.
Yes.
It would all
Yes.
be, yeah, you'd have to match it all. Yeah.
Exactly. So if you ever got an accident, spray up. The last one I found here, this was, now this guy had a custom, this is a custom Rolls-Royce that he made, but it had this this toilet.
Oh my
This
It's a toilet in his Rolls-Royce?
toilet that built up. Now, so then it actually opened, had another thing that opened up that dropped it just underneath the car. The guy ended up claiming that this was only for use with a champagne, like, it was a champagne cooler, not a toilet. But everybody basically said, dude, this is a toilet.
How does it wait?
So
What?
this part opens up at the top. It's a big circle. So this is underneath
Right.
the kind of the passenger side back seat. It's a big circle with that lifts up. It's underneath the padding. And the top opens up. You put whatever you want in there, could be fecal matter. And then there's a flush thing that just opens it, that it pours out to the ground underneath it.
So he's claiming
So
his champagne cooler had a feature to just dump your champagne and ice
it would
side of
dump
the road.
the ice out once it was melted. So, like, you would fill
Oh,
up this
okay.
thing with ice and put
Okay.
your champagne in there. And then when the ice was melted or whatever, because he
Right.
didn't have the Toyota ice maker,
Yeah, because he should have had the ice maker,
he
yeah.
said that ice maker just kept feeding him ice, the old ice water. He could just press the button and flush it out the bottom. And people are like, dude, this is a you have a toilet in your car.
Don't see why it can't serve both purposes.
I completely
It
agree.
sounds like the device itself remains the same, but yeah.
Yeah. So those were some weird ones that I found.
Those are good. I like the one-off and like super weird ones.
Yes.
What about NATO? How do you feel about NATO?
I
Should it
never
be
met
this bad?
NATO. I never met NATO. I don't know nothing about it. I don't talk about people behind their back.
NATO is the North Atlantic Treaty
Oh, but you, oh,
Organization,
you didn't
sir.
say that. I thought you were talking about the guy. I know this guy named NATO Jenkins.
I have next, Banks, the list of the worst car names ever.
Oh, okay. This could be good.
The first one, some of these are kind of foreign names, right? Mm-hmm. So the first one is the Mitsubishi Pajero.
Which, oh, Pajero.
Yeah. Pajero. See, this is where if you do it in Spanish or in English. So Pajero is fine. This is, I'll show you what the card looks like here. I'll share my screen.
I've seen these. I've seen them.
This is for listeners out there. So the problem is that Pajero in Spanish, a masturbator.
Okay. That's just a masturbator. Yeah. Wow. That could be.
You think you would have done that research ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's bad.
But yeah.
The entire major Latin language is.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the largest, most spoke languages in the world. It would be like if Mini Cooper came out with a car that was called the Wanker. It would not work so good.
It would be funny. I bet a lot of people would buy it because it's hilarious.
Yes. Good point. Good point. So they changed in the Spanish speaking areas, they changed it to the Montero, which is also a different car that they had. So.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's the same. Like, we got the Montero in America as well. And it was the same thing. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the Pajero in Japan. Yeah.
Got it. Then there is the. Now, this one's just kind of a silly name. This one's not anything crazy. But the Mitsubishi, the Lettuce.
The Lettuce. Oh, these Unica are, Lettuce. Japan has some of the best names.
I know. So just, here's a picture.
Right. Oh, it's next to it.
It's next to a head of lettuce.
Yeah.
This car is kind of a silly looking car, a little hatchback.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of funny one.
I got a good one actually along these lines.
Okay.
Maybe, and I'll maybe predict it. I don't know if I'll predict it. It's the Mazda. I think it's called the Bongo Friendy.
I don't have this one. Let me look this up.
Bongo Friendy. There it is. Yeah.
This one is not on my list, but yes, this is ridiculous looking van, like a big Mitsubishi conversion van type, or
four wheel drive turbo. You could get a Mazda Bongo Friendy Turbo.
Oh my god!
The car you have.
This thing's got a big tent on the top. The roof pops up, and it's got a tent. I like that. That's a good one.
That's the only one off the top of my head.
I like it. So the Chevy Nova, Banks. The problem with Nova, this is again a translation issue. It's just a bad name in Spanish. It means Nova, as in it doesn't go.
Oh, it doesn't go. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
So.
And they definitely sold them where there's Spanish speaking people.
Yes. Yes. But doesn't drive. Like if this car was just called if Acura had a doesn't drive a bad name.
The no move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's another. So again, it's just a lot of this is just figuring out. You should just run your whatever your car name is in multiple languages. Just double check that it doesn't have any other meaning.
Right. So to check that I'm not offending people if I drive through certain areas. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Ford Probe is classic.
Probe is a bad one. Yeah.
I mean, they cannot think of anything better. I mean, that just.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I don't know. At what point does this mean anything other than something?
Going up your butt.
Yeah. I mean, there's no, yeah. I've never even heard it other than, somebody getting probed by aliens. I mean, I don't know if this is.
Yeah. Or, I mean, what is the other, a scientific tool used to, like, some kind of, the primary case of.
Yes.
Is, yeah.
Yeah. So that's, obviously a weird one. Here's one.
The Mysterious Utility Wizard?
Yeah, Isuzu Mysterious Utility Wizard.
That's the best name I've ever heard for a
vehicle. So basically, I don't know. It's just a weird name. They condensed at one point to the MU for the material. Yeah, so like it was supposed to be like their version of the SUV.
Right. Oh, the MU. But there's one Jared's hovering over now that just says like Wizard down the side of the car.
That is what this says here. Yeah, yeah. This is a
giant
wizard.
Giant letters.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's like this is like if they let like an elementary school kid pick the name, and then they were kind of like, all right, let's stick with it.
Yeah, it's like a crowdsourced name.
Yes, yes. AI. If AI, yeah. AI would come up with something better.
It should look cooler. With the name is far cooler.
That's the thing. The car isn't even that crazy.
Yeah. It's not mysterious.
I would say the Pontiac Aztec would actually fit this better than how this car looks.
A great call.
Yes. Buick LaCrosse, which is a very popular car. LaCroix. In slang, if a slang for masturbation in French, really? French Canada,
another masturbating car.
Yes, They called it a lure in Canada.
Oh my god!
Instead of the Buick LaCrosse.
LaCrosse is also just a stupid name for a car.
Yeah,
even if, yeah,
I agree. It's very not
uninspired name.
Very uninspired.
At best, it's just a sport.
But especially that one, I could see, like, you know, not fun to figuring out slang. You know, that's a little, you know, that's a little one. But here's another issue that happened with French slang. The, how do you say this, Banks, when you say this name?
Oh, MR2.
MR2. Some people call it the Mr. 2, right? I've heard of
Yeah, both. Right.
So the pronunciation MR2 in French, MR2, merdier, which means excrement or feces.
Oh gosh, Merde. That's
like, yeah, if you kind of combine them,
right?
Yes,
that's unfortunate.
MR2 Merde is feces, so that didn't go over right. This is kind of always kind of a interesting car to me, this Toyota.
They're great. I mean, I think they're super cool, but and I would forgive that. Not
that's like, that's obscure that's enough. Could, you have to like, sling it together. I get it. Mm-hmm.
It's not as simple as just putting it in and making sure in the top five languages in the world it doesn't mean masturbating.
I don't want to see your penis.
The Nissan Moco.
The Moco.
Which I've not seen this car before. It's a very, very weird, kind of looks like a Toyota, like
very
a
weird.
Prius, or if you got like a minivan and shrunk it down.
Mm-hmm. What horrible thing does Moco mean?
It means mucus or booger in Spanish.
Okay. Wow. Nobody is thinking about our Spanish-speaking customers.
I know. So these are, this is, I mean, this does kind of just, if you were to describe what a car as a booger looked like, I mean, it would be this green.
It really
car,
is. Maybe. Yeah, just a green one.
Yeah.
That's just like, I mean, so if anybody who speaks Spanish and goes to Japan, that's just like us, oh, there's the Mazda penis, the Hyundai asshole.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's funny they just didn't run this by, you're just not thinking about everybody there. Not inclusive.
It is not inclusive, yeah. There's got to be at least two or three people who are, you know, native Spanish-speaking people.
In exactly, exactly. Anything else, Banks, that I missed on, do you feel like that I missed in the crazy, in the world of cars? I'm trying to capture a few different parts here. Anything that stands out to you that I missed?
No, there was, I was trying to think of, these are all good. The only one I thought of was the, I was trying to think of like stupid things car manufacturers did for a little while. And just the one where, remember in the 90s, the seatbelt that like was automatic that would go like,
yes, yes. That's such a stupid feature.
Yeah, I didn't, like my grandma had one on her car and I couldn't even, I was like thinking back, like why did they have that? And I guess it was the whole purpose was to, because people weren't wearing their seatbelts, so they wanted to make some automatic way where you could wear it, right?
Yes.
But so you could get in and then the thing would go back and go across your chest, but the lap belt you still had to buckle manually.
Yes, exactly.
And so apparently they found out that, you know, if people, like they realized, were just driving along without putting their seatbelts on, if they just used the diagonal one, that was actually less safe.
Like, was it like splitting you in half or something?
Something awful, right? And so it was just this disaster. And if I remember my grandma's car correctly, there was also a clip you could just unbuckle.
So it didn't even do that. Yeah.
Yeah, you could just unbuckle the So
yeah,
that was one that occurred to me. But the toilets and ice makers were, I think they take the cake.
Yeah, that's the I do miss. People seem to just wear their seatbelts now, But I do remember growing up, the amount of like parents that just wouldn't wear seatbelts, and like just the constant, like maybe they disable. I was in one dad's car that like he just disabled the noise so it stopped making the dinging noise, or right, like he right. knew that it would go off after like 20 seconds of beeping.
Or put a quarter just, like, in there, or like, yeah.
People do anything they could do to just avoid wearing a seatbelt.
I know, and, like, right?
You don't think twice about it anymore.
No, or, like, you know, it's really not that hard.
No, and you really don't even notice it when you're driving it. But like, people used to just feel like it was choking them. Or like, I always remember also the people that would, you have the thing and then they put the shoulder strap behind them. So they're just wearing the lap belt. Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah. I've seen, I know that
yeah.
move.
Like,
yeah,
put the, yeah, like, put the shoulder one out behind you.
Yeah, at that point, I mean, what are you trying to prove now? Like,
I don't, yeah.
Just wear the seatbelt.
So,
but that's, you know, that's Chubstep. Chubstep is notoriously pro seatbelt.
Very pro seatbelt. Very pro seatbelt. I am. That is true. And it is fun now when you're in older cars that don't have, when they only have lap belts. All your cars have the full seat belts.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad's, one of my dad's cars just has the lap belts.
Yeah. That's not my dad. The same with my dad's. The Porsche does lap belts only. And the bug is lap belts in the back seat.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I like the concept that like the front seat drivers, they give, you get the full thing, but in the back seat, you only get a lap belt.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing. It's like my cars all have, except for the second best year MDX, they all have only one airbag.
Oh, good. Yeah, just so, the driver. Like the I love the concept that the passenger doesn't need to be protected. Like, this is all about...
Yeah, it's just like...
We're totally a money thing. I love just like, they just don't want to spend the money on it.
Yeah, we are doing the bare minimum regulation.
Yes.
For what's required.
Yes, exactly. I could go into a whole separate thing about this, but I've been doing a lot of research on the Titanic. I've just been hearing a lot of things on it.
Okay.
It's very timely.
Yeah.
But, you know, they didn't have enough
seatbelts.
No, well, seatbelts. Yeah, they actually didn't have any seatbelts on things. They didn't have enough lifeboats for the people on the boat by a huge margin. Like they had enough room for 3,000 people roughly, and they had like roughly 1,000 people worth of lifeboats.
Oh my God.
And so just like, yeah, they knew they could have put more, but all that was required was 1,000. And
just the requirements. There's no logic, no thought of...
No, it's just like, oh, that's just what they want, so we'll do that.
Yeah.
So
nobody thought when it comes time, okay, how's this going to work?
Yeah, how's this going to work? They just thought,
we'll just figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just figure it out. It's not going to go down. It's not going to sink.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're not going to get a car crash. You're fine. Okay. So thank you, Banks. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Thanks for having
contributing
me.
Contributing and for being on here 7 times. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that, 10th time toenail or whatever I get.
Yeah. We'll see. There's a lot of time to figure it out before then. All right. And then we're going to wrap up the show there. Thank you again, Big Money Banks. New episodes every Thursday. Email the show, chubstep.podcast@gmail.com. Check us out on Spotify and YouTube. Big Money Banks on YouTube. Number one commenter, Banks. You're number one commenter on YouTube.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I try to get in there. I try to boost my boys up.
Good. Appreciate it. The show has ended. Be gone.
Now you know you got to go.
Peace. This is Yasin.